To begin with, there are three things. First, you are a bunny. Second, you were born by falling from the sky. From a cloud, actually. Third, you are a very small bunny. You are just bigger than a mouse, but smaller than a kitten. As you fall, your tail fluff is your parachute, and you drift down, down, and you land on a table, set for a picnic. And everything seems enormous to you. You landed in the curved scoop of a coffee spoon. But you are all in a smell. What is that smell? Oh, so yummy. Just so delicious. Your little nose twitches. What is that smell? It is so thick, that sweet smell. You think maybe you can see it wafting over to you from a great silver dish. You climb the dish. There it is. You are standing on the crust of a warm peach pie. Square little sugar crystals have been sprinkled on the top of the pie crust. They glint in the light. Heart-shaped holes have been cut into the crust by the baker. And you can see the oozing peach syrup. And you can smell the warm cooked peaches. You lean closer to get your little quivery nose right up close to the pie. But you fall into the pie. Yes, your little fat bunny butt is just heavy enough to break through the crust. Now you are in the pie. The peaches squish heavily underneath you. And a lot of crumbly crust is bumping and squooshing around. What to do with a little bunny in here? The crust seems to say. Well, you eat pie for a long time. No fork, no fingers, no paw. You just open your fur-lined mouth. The pie is there. When it is time to leave the pie, it is an easy matter of climbing out. The pie is not too deep. But now you are wet and sticky. You flap your silly little paws to dry off, but it's no good. So you look around you on the table. You see the tallest bowl on the table. The winds will be stronger up there. You push the sugar bowl up beside the tallest bowl. You can just claw your little back paws onto the rim of the sugar bowl and push your way up onto it. From there, you jump up onto the highest bowl. But it's no good. You jump too far. You've fallen into the bowl. And now you've landed in the whipped cream. It is very deep. You can just poke your little nose out of the top of it. Your long bunny ears pop out of the cream, sending cream splattering everywhere. You are wondering what to do, and then you hear something. It is a kitten. She is stuck in the whipped cream, too. You swim to her. She is treading cream. She fixes her green eyes on you.
Did you fall out of the sky, too?
She asks. You wiggle your nose very fast to say yes. She nods.
I can see that that's the way things go around here, she said. All right, Bunny, why don't you lick me off?
So, you go to rescue the kitten from the whipped cream by licking. The cream is a cloud, a rich poof, with just a hint of sweetness. And with each lick, there is a tickle of kitten fur on your tongue. Then she digs you out of the cream with her scratchy kitten mouth. Now half of the cream in the bowl has gone into your bellies.
I feel sick,
says the kitten. You nod glumly. You also have a tummy ache.
Let's get out of here.
The kitten braces her paws on opposite walls of the cream bowl, and you do the same. You begin to rock side to side, throwing your weight from one side of the bowl to the next until the bowl is rocking and tipping, leaning further, further, tip, pop, pop, roll off the table. You have landed on the ground in a patch of mint. The stems of the peppermint grow high, higher than your head, higher than the kitten's head. It is a peppermint jungle to you, but its breath is fresh and soothing. A mouse scurries away somewhere in the peppermint jungle. You and the kitten each nibble a leaf, and your bellies feel much better after that. Then, the kitten produces a machete that was hidden somewhere in her fur. She hacks a path out of the forest of mint, with you following behind her. You come out into a meadow of wild poppies, lavender, chamomile. Oh, the flowers smell sweet, and they are pink, purple, yellow. The sky beyond them is pink, purple, yellow with the setting sun. Fuzzy, heavy bees fly from flower to flower, to flower to flower, and they are twinkling yellow and black, yellow and black. And the last golden rays of the sun make you blink your eyes heavily, your lids dropping open and closed, golden sun open, twinkling black closed. You are my pillow, you think to the kitten. And you rest your long, drowsing ears under her fat, furry belly. You can hear the whipped cream gurgling within her.
No, she says, you are my pillow.
And she lays her head on your belly, and oh, that is nice too. And you fall asleep, stroking her ears.